Cape Talk.
A world view from London.
Before we get back to our debate, the world view with John Adley is brought to you by our insurance. SMS out to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, John Adley. Let's start with five people dying trying to cross from France to Britain in a small boat.
Good morning, Lester. Yeah, there were some distressing scenes which were caught on camera as an incredible 112 people piled onto this small illegal migrant boat near the resort town of Wimereux in northern France. And there was chaos as police tried to intercept them. It turned violent. Fireworks were thrown. A crowd gathered at the water's edge. The vessel ran aground on a sandbank. Rescue boats were launched. And it later became clear that five people had died, one of them a seven-year-old girl. And all of this, I guess just coincidentally, came only hours after the British Parliament finally approved this legislation, which is designed to deter such dangerous journeys. The new Rwanda law, which ran into stiff and very lengthy opposition, has now finally been passed, and it aims to send people arriving on small boats to Rwanda. Now, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, says the clear message is people who arrive in Britain illegally will not be able to stay. The United Nations says it's the wrong solution and sets a dangerous precedent. The Labour Party says it would reverse the measure if it wins power at the general election later this year. And how about this? Another twist to this endless tale. Botswana's foreign minister claims that UK officials approached his country to ask whether it would be willing to receive illegal migrants under a deal similar to the one that we have struck with Rwanda. Lemogang Kwape says his government in Botswana refused the request because it's dealing with its own immigration issues, as so many countries are, of course.
John, our election debate currently is about youth in South Africa, but there's a nighttime curfew for unruly kids in southern France.
Yeah, this one caught my eye. The far-right mayor of a town in the south of France has introduced a nighttime curfew for children under the age of 13. Robert Menard says too many children in Béziers, in southern France, are left to their own devices at night. He says there's been a rise in what he calls urban violence. It's a temporary measure. It's going to stay in place until the end of September. And so it means that under 13s in that part of France can't be on the street without an adult between 11 at night and 6 in the morning. Apparently, it's not the first time this has happened. Several French cities have installed nighttime curfews for kids for limited periods in the past. And what's happening, I think, is that youth violence has become a bit of a big campaign issue in France in the run-up to their European Parliament elections in June. And the far-right national rally has leapt ahead of President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party in opinion polls. So there's a lot of posturing and positioning there from the various parties in France to get the votes.
John Adley is back with us tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist on a little bit of a break, but looking forward to chatting to